This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah. Daf HaShavua, we're learning Siman Kuf Chaf Ches Sif Hei. Siman Kuf Chaf Ches Sif Hei. Here we go. Hold on to your shoes, okay? Hold on to your socks. Lo Ya'alu HaKoyhanim LaDuchim B'Menolim. You see, only Yisraelim have to hold on to their shoes. But Koyhanim are not allowed to wear shoes when they duchen. Okay? Avo Bebatei Shekayim Shari. They can wear socks. V'yesh Machmirin Imheim Shel Ar. There are those who are machmir. The socks are leather socks, not to wear it for duchening. V'nogu L'Hakel B'Ksasim Kaimais. The minhag gets to be lenient in some places. So, what is wrong with wearing shoes when you duchen? What could possibly be wrong with wearing shoes when you duchen? Says the Mishnah Berurah, this halacha of not wearing shoes comes from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, B'min Olim. The problem is, Shema Yipasek Loi Ritzua. Maybe the strap will snap, Ugnaihu Loi, and it's going to be embarrassing. Umisloi Tzitzim Olav. Kisha sandoloi muteras. And they're going to mock you when your shoe is untied. V'yik shirena, you're going to tie it, b'od shechaver of mevarchim, while everyone else is making brachos kainim. V'yoymru, and they're going to say, sheben grusha ben chalutzahu. They're going to say that you are of tainted lineage. L'fikach halach v'yashav lai. That's why you did not duchen. So basically, you don't want to have shoes with shoelaces. Why? Because your shoelace might snap, and you're going to be busy tying it, and you're going to get caught up while all the other kohanim are duchening, and therefore, people are going to talk about your lineage, and you're going to be in big trouble. So you'll say, "I'm moichel. I don't care if they talk. Your family does not belong to you." As much as you think that you are the owner of the people in your family, you are not the owner, you are the custodian. You have no bailus over them. Therefore, you cannot be moichel. Okay, now, so you say, but I wear slip-ons. I haven't had shoelaces since the second grade. V'afil b'minolam shein lam ratzois aser deloy plug rabbanan. Even shoes that don't have straps are aser because of leplug. V'yesh l'hatzniyah ha-menom shal yam de-begol v'esignas m'nei ha-kovid. You want to hide the shoes so they're not open. You don't want the shul to start looking like a shoe store, because you know you're going to have the guys that during Birchas Kayanim, they're going to start looking, trying them on, different sizes, they're going to be busy with them. No, you don't want them to be seen. V'yechaltzim kodim netila, you remove them before you have your hands washed. Ach k'she'evshah l'chotzim achar netila. If you're able to remove them after washing your hands, v'shalo yiga b'hem, without touching them, yachol l'chotzim achar netila, you can remove them after washing your hands. What does a shliach tzibur, who's a kohen, who wants to make a bracha in the middle of chazos hashatz, and he didn't take off his shoes before? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, he duchens with his shoes on. Okay. Sivkatan Tezain. But socks, you could wear socks. Avabate Shakayim. Hu Minolim Arukim Hamagim Arakubai Saragal. These are long shoes that reach the ankle. Hainu Samach Lashuk. Meaning to the joint of the foot, which is near the thigh. Basically, these are stockings. Men's stockings. Vishari. Deleka hacha tai mahanal. Stockings don't have laces. They never have laces. Therefore, it's mutter. V'yafde gam hacha regilin l'fam lasos etzua samach l'arkuba. Aye, sometimes there are laces up by the knee. No, mikol magim l'chashin shema yesh l'kashin. We're not afraid you're going to tie them. Da'afilum him matarim. Because even if they're untied, it's not so embarrassing. Lespa g'nai kulei hai. It is not so embarrassing. So you could continue to wear stockings, or let's say you're wearing a Superman costume or a superhero costume, and part of your getup is, you know, wearing those stockings or long socks, you're allowed to wear that. So the Kohen takes off his shoes, he doesn't take off his socks. However, there are those are machmer if the socks are leather. Why? Because if they're leather, then you could, then they're really, they have a din of shoes. So if the stockings are leather, they have a din of shoes. Taimam de bechlal sandal min alhem v'loy plug rabbanan bein yesh ritzuos or bein ein ritzuos. Once they're leather, they're like shoes, and once they're like shoes, loy plug, and you can't wear them. Kamakom bevatei shaykayim imechnasayim biyachad shemagiyim ad atzileyim. If you have stockings with pants, it's one outfit, and the stockings are leather, and they reach all the way up to your flanks, that's permitted, because that's not a shoe. That was never included in the gzer. Does I have a chal gzer klal? V'chein batei shaykayim shel beged. If you have socks of cloth, av shem mechupa ar, even if they're coated with leather, shari af ledeyazu. The minog is to be lenient regarding leather socks. Our socks, shekarin shtivel, shogin leich b'am bashuk batit, that people even go out into the market in the dirt. So our batei shaykayim, so what is he referring to? Is he talking about regular socks? I think he's talking about, on the bottom, it translates shtivel. Anybody know what shtivel are?
Shtivel are boots.
Good. He says magafayim. I guess some kind of galoshes that they would throw over the shoe, right? Some kind of coating of the shoe. So then, and you go outside in the dirt, you should not leave on because of kavrat zibor. According to this, gam v'min olam shal gemi shalana shikarin kalasin. Gam kein enochen mitam zeh. So basically, if it's something that is getting very dirty, you should not have it on for berachas kaihanimim. So that means, what about our socks? That you don't go out in the shuk. So the Panim Meirois and the Ben Ishchai says you do not duchen in them. I'm sorry. Na'ole Bayis, excuse me, are slippers. Slippers. Could you duchen in slippers? You see, you have these guys come into shul with like this this leathery half slipper that has fur on the inside. Who this guy thinks he is, not sure. He must be very, very important. That's for sure. But could you duchen in these slippers? I don't think you should be caught alive in those slippers. But are you allowed to duchen in them? So the Ben Ish Chai says, no. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, Me'ikar Adin, you can, you should be machmer. Because Kalei Hadas will come to allow shoes. Okay. Achrim say it's not correct to duchen completely barefoot. Shudarch genai, it is disparaging. She'en reginlam bezman hazel leilich yachiv lefnei gedolim. You don't walk barefoot in front of important people. However, Ramosha says if a koyein duchens barefoot, we don't remove him. Eliyesh leilich befuz mekai shal beged. Should wear some kind of sock v'chein haminog. That is a minug. But what if it's like this groovy pair of socks? You ever see, like, nowadays, these teenagers, they have very neon-colored socks, and it's going to grab attention. Rav Moshe says, you could duchen in them. We're not worried about Hesach Hadas, and that's the minug. So lemaisa, socks, you have to wear. Shoes, you're not allowed to wear. Boots and galoshes, slippers, mayekar adin mutter, but you should be machmer. But during a Mishnah Berurah, you should wear your shoes. Okay. Have a good day, everyone. Hatzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.